From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Right, crunch us through the carnage.
Oh boy, how long have we got this morning, Mike? How long have we got? Look, by now I suspect most listeners will have caught up with some of the detail around Liberation Day. The bottom line is the tariffs were announced were probably a little bit deeper than had been expected, leaving, Mike, what I have characterised as a miasmic veil of protectionist bully boy trade tactics that will now linger and in the future will inevitably weigh on ongoing global geopolitical relationships. I mean, President Trump announced this yesterday. He sold it as supposedly ushering a new golden age of America, sort of channeling an economic milieu that was last seen decades ago in the US, and he's essentially moved the global trading environment back into very much a protectionist mindset. So leave all that kind of rhetoric aside. Let's look at some of the facts. Look, there are a range of tariff outcomes. These are reciprocal tariffs. They range from the universal level of 10%, which has been applied to New Zealand, through to much higher rates for the likes of people like China and Vietnam. And hardest hit were what were termed the bad actors. These nation-specific tariffs are on top of the previously announced measures. So you need to understand that. So China's been hit with a 34% tariff, but that's on top of the previously announced 20. So you've got 54% import tariffs on goods from China. Look, immediately, Mike, markets have reacted well. They've given a fairly clear message, I think, being sent back to the Trump administration. The Dow Jones is down 3%. The estimates, as I'm looking at now, of course, it could change over the next few hours. The S&P 500 down 3.76% and the NASDAQ down 4.9%. So, look, they're large moves. They're not unprecedented, but they are notable. Interesting overnight, Mike, the European markets sold off less than that. The European, what we call the Stocks 50 index, was down 3.6%. And I just listened to an equity analyst, actually, a European equity analyst, who said that the European companies actually produce quite a lot of what they sell in the US. They actually produce it actually in the US. So the tariffs are going to hit them to a lesser degree than may be feared. So that's something to research over the course of today. US longer term interest rates, Mike, 10-year bond, they're lower in yield. They're heading towards 4%. They were up as high as sort of earlier on this year, 4.8. That's because the expectation is the US economy will slow. And despite the potential lift in inflation, we could actually see a more flexible Federal Reserve, so lower Fed funds rate. The US dollar is weaker. That's on the back of growth fears. So you've seen the New Zealand dollar's higher. Look, Mike, there's still a lot of water to go under the bridge over the next few days. We've got to see how other people react. We've got US jobs data this evening. So this will be a moving picture, a moving tapestry of responses over the next few days.
Indeed, we've got the Trade Minister after 7 o'clock. So where does it leave us specifically?
Well, look, you know, Mike, well, first of all, the theory behind the tariffs, you know, this is what I call the evil genius theory. There is this scenario in which it actually works. You know, production surges back to the US, companies commit to US production, you get a surge of investment, lots of new jobs, inflation lift is benign and temporary and wages go up and America is great again. But certainly that does seem a little bit of a stretch in the short term. Now, Mike, the direct impacts for New Zealand, they actually do seem relatively contained. So just work through these simple numbers, okay? We've got roughly $9 billion of annual exports to the US. Now, in the worst case scenario, we have to absorb a 10% import tariff. So these aren't exact. These are just sort of back of the envelope type numbers. That's $900 million of lost export revenue. Now, that's a big hit for the exporters, obviously, but it's actually quite a small percentage of GDP, and that's worst case. Look, we do have companies that import or that export directly to the US, people like Fisher & Paykel Healthcare. Their share price did drop on the open yesterday quite dramatically, but subsequently recovered as sort of analysts reworked their numbers and said, look, this might not be as bad as we think. And I think it actually closed up small yesterday. You've got companies like Skellerup, you've got Delegates selling the wine. They're obviously impacted, but it's, you know, maybe it's less than might have been feared. Those are the direct impacts, Mark. I think what we probably want to talk about are the indirect effects. Now, we're a small open trading economy, so our access to our second biggest trading partner is now affected, but our biggest trading partner, China, has been hit pretty hard. So, you know, the bigger picture impacts, we're not too sure what they're going to be yet. Now, Mike, global trade is elastic. We are going to see changes, but it's going to take a little bit of time to understand the full implications.
Righto, brace yourself. Give us these numbers.
Oh, here we go. Let's just run through Good News Friday. Dow Jones is down 1,286 points. That's 3%. So it's 40,939. The S&P 500 is down 214 points, 3.76%, 5,458. And the NASDAQ is down 876 points. It's just clicked on 5% fall, actually, 16,719. Overnight, the FTSE 100 lost 1.55%, 8,474. The Nikkei lost 2.77%, closing at 34,735. The Shanghai Composite down 8, 3,342. The Aussies lost just under 1%, 7,859. The NZX 50, big cheer out there, please. It was up 18 points, 0.15%. Remarkable. 12,338. Kiwi dollar, 0.5809 against the US, 0.9419 Aussie, 0.5262 euro, 0.4432 against the pound, 84.91 Japanese yen. Gold, surprisingly, has actually come down a bit, $3,109. And Brent crude, this has been hit, Mike.
Here we go.
Global growth, weaker, $69.85.
Yeah, but so very good weekend. We'll catch up next week. Good on you, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.